Amen. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 If you have your Bibles, 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. I feel like I have a word from the Lord tonight. And if it's not for you, it's for me. And usually it's for me, it's for some as well. And so 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. Again, thank you, praise team. You all did dynamic. And thank you, church. I love you. And it's been 21 years in Tulare, and I'm looking forward to 21 more years. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If the Lord doesn't come between then. But I want the enemy to know that we're moving on in Jesus' name. Amen. We're putting God first and seeing what God will do. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Not shall devour, but may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the grace, the God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. There is a God that wants to strengthen you. There is a God that wants to settle you. There is a God that wants to give you the resources you need to carry on for him. I want to talk to you tonight on this thought, spiritual bacteria. Spiritual bacteria. God bless you. May be seated. The last few days in the Grogan House has been a very challenging, to say the least. Number one, I echo the sentiments I said earlier, but I want to thank everyone that has prayed. Everybody has reached out and sent words of encouragement for my son and our family. It has truly made the difference. But for the past couple of weeks, my son Tristan has fought with a sickness that just would not go away. And at first, it was a couple of weeks ago when he got the flu shot. And from then on, it just kept staying with him. Not that the flu shot had anything to do with it, him getting sick. There's a lot of people that say that would never happen. But I just know that when he got that flu shot for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, he has battled. And not to say that was the culprit this time, but his immune system had gone down. He had headaches, he had chills, he had high fever to the point of 103.7, and Tulare District Hospital sent him home, said he was okay, said that all he needed to do was turn off the lights and meditate, and his colon would be okay. He fought with a sickness that just wouldn't go away, high fever and constant pain. And with little sleep, we found ourselves at Tulare District Hospital for 12 hours. And they ran tests and gave him medication. And then when they did all they could, they just sent him home. And we returned home with hope this would go away. But unfortunately, he did not get better, but rather he got much worse. And with temperatures again in the 104 degree range and intense pain throughout that night, and when he went to the restroom, there was blood everywhere. Don't want to get too graphic tonight, but he was in a severely amount of pain. And so we quickly decided that this was not going to go away, and we needed to get some real help. And so my wife took him to Valley Children's Hospital in Fresno, and they quickly realized that we've got to put him on some pain medications. The test that they had to run, and we waited for tests to come back. And again, a parent for their child will do just about anything. And we many times, and then I prayed this prayer, and he told me, he says, "Dad, don't pray that prayer." But I remember praying the prayer, "God, whatever you can do, if you just give me this, what he has, and take it away from him, I'll take it on me. Just give me the pain, give me the suffering." And I guarantee you there's a lot of you parents that would echo that same prayer, because we don't want to see our babies suffer.
But I realized that he needed some help. And so they ran tests and they took cultures and they checked his blood and they monitored him. And we waited for the test to come back. And to watch your child go through pain, to watch him struggle through this, made it very difficult for us just to stand back and hope for the best. But we prayed, and Brother Garcia, we trusted in God. That's the only thing that we could do, because we know that we can't do it. And when we try to do it ourselves, we make a mess. But we realize that we're going to trust God to handle it. And so we waited on him, and we prayed that God would lighten the pain for Tristan. And then on Friday evening, the doctor came in, and they said they found the problem. And so Tristan had contacted something called Campylobacter. And some of you may not know what that is, and some of you do. I know Brother Victor texted us and said 4 years ago that's what he went through. But it is a bacteria. It is a bacteria that many times goes unnoticed and undetected until it's too late. It's a bacteria that you can't see at first. It is a bacteria that loves to hide in dark places and shadows. It's a bacteria that starts to attack the immune system, a bacteria that will seek to get you dehydrated. It is a bacteria that wants to take over your body, and this bacteria is not your friend. This bacteria seeks to take you out. This bacteria seeks to weaken your body. This causes intense pain and fever, and you can't play around with it. And so as I begin to see that effects and the bacteria that got a hold of my son, I sat there and I got my computer out and I started to look up that bacteria, because I'm here tonight to tell you that there is a bacteria that is after you, and there is a bacteria that is after me. There is a bacteria that wants nothing more than to just take you out. There is a bacteria that wants to break down and weaken your immune system. There is a bacteria that is out there that wants to dehydrate you and keep you away from that living water that God wants to give you. There is a bacteria that loves to dwell in the shadows. There is a bacteria that many times goes unnoticed until it's too late. There is a bacteria that will cause you severe pain and discomfort. Peter says it this way: therefore, listen up, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Yes, there is an adversary after you. Yes, there is an adversary that seeks to take you out. There is an adversary out there that wants to destroy you, that seeks nothing less than to steal, kill, and destroy. That's why it's so very important. That's why it's so very imperative to be sober and be vigilant, because tonight, I'm here tonight to tell somebody that we are in a war. We are in a fight for our souls tonight. And Mark penned it with these words. He said, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? There is a spiritual bacteria out there that wants to destroy you. There is a bacteria that loves it when you pull away from the things of God and the kingdom of God. There is the bacteria that loves it when you get cold in your soul and you get cold in your spirit. This bacteria loves it when you just go through the motions of church and living for God and working for God and ministering for God. This bacteria loves it when we just play church and we just go through the motions. This bacteria loves it when you keep missing the house of God for every reason under the sun. Pastor, it's just one service. Pastor, little Johnny has a recital. Pastor, it's just a Wednesday night Bible study. Pastor, it's just a weekend. But the problem with making an exception for missing the house of God becomes easier after you make that first exception. Now, instead of coming to church every service, you have turned it into just one service a week, just enough to get by, just enough to barely survive. This bacteria loves it. It loves when you stop praying. It loves when you stop seeking God and drawing close to Him. This bacteria loves it when you stop communing with Him. This bacteria loves it when you get bitter and you get offended over this and that. It loves it when you stop communing with God. It loves it when you stop seeking God. It loves it when you disconnect from Him. It is a spiritual bacteria that seeks to take you out. That's why John 10:10 says, "This thief, this bacteria, cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy." Pastor, why are you talking about this tonight? Let's talk about worship. Let's talk about praise. Let's talk about faith. Let's talk about something that will get me on my feet. Let's talk about something I can shout about. But I'm here tonight on a Sunday night to tell somebody that we are living in the last days and we can't just afford to have church as usual. We can't just afford a patty cake for Jesus and go through the motions and hear three nice songs and hear a pretty message. But I'm here tonight to tell somebody that we've got to stand up in this untoward generation. We've got to be sober. We've got to be vigilant. We've got to guard our heart. We've got to guard our souls tonight. Because the question of the hour is this: what does this mean to you? What is this worth to you? Oh, I need some men. I need some women that'll stand up and sound the alarm. I need some men that'll be sober. I need some women that'll be vigilant because of this spiritual bacteria that wants to take you out and take your marriage out and take your family out. There's got to be some men and women that'll say, no, 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 not on my watch, not in my home, not in my family, not in my marriage. Somebody lift up your voice right now. Somebody lift up your voice right now. Let the enemy know. Let the adversary know. I made up my mind. I'm going to live for God. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to pray when nobody else wants to pray. We're going to fast when nobody else wants to fast. We're going to put the kingdom of God first again. Be sober. Be vigilant. Many people look back after it's too late and they say things like this: how did we get here? How did this happen? I never saw this coming. We had a happy home. How did we get so far away from God? I'll tell you how it happened. It's little by little. One little offense after another. One lost prayer meeting, one missed revival, one misunderstanding, singing without praying, preaching without seeking God, ministering without being led by the Spirit. That's how it happens when we think that we don't need God and we can do it on our own talent and our own merit and our own ability. And there is a God that begins to scream like He did in Revelations chapter 3, verse 15 through 20. He said, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou were cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm, neither cold or hot, I will spit thee out of my mouth, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. What he was saying was, you found a way to have service without me. You found a way to bypass me and just go through the motions. Oh yeah, you clapped your hands. Oh yeah, you ran the aisle. Oh yeah, you worshiped when the preacher was looking at you. You know exactly how to play church. You know exactly when to clap and when to run and when to nod your head. I'm telling you, you found that spiritual bacteria that I warned you to run away from. That's what God was saying. And you had no idea that now you're lost. You have no idea that you're miserable, naked, and blind because you found a way to have church without me. He said, and I counsel thee, I charge thee, I beckon thee, buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich in white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eye with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore, and repent. He says, behold, I stand at the door, and I knock. If any man hear my voice and open up the door, he said, I'll come into him and will sup with him, and then he with me. God was saying, Jesus was saying, I want to help you. I want to cleanse you. I want to wash you. I know what has happened in your life. I know about the choices and decisions you've made. I know what the enemy has done to you. I know how the spiritual bacteria got into your body. But listen to me. You don't have to stay that way. You don't have to stay dehydrated. I can get you out of it. I can fix you. I can mend you. I can forgive you. I can wash you whiter than snow. All you have to do is put down your pride and open up the door. Jesus is knocking at somebody's heart today and saying, I'm calling for you. I'm sounding the alarm for you. I know Demas couldn't do it because the Bible said he loved this present world. I know Solomon couldn't do it because he loved strange women. I know Judas could not do it, for he loved the fortunes of this world and he sold me. But listen, God is saying, I'm knocking at your door. Oh, lift up your voice in this house today. There is a God that wants to draw close to you. There is a God that wants to help you. There is a God that wants to fix the junk that's in your life. There is a God that wants to take that spiritual bacteria away. You say, Pastor, if you mess up, if you make a mistake, there is no way back. That's what the enemy wants to say. But I'm here tonight to tell you, every one of us at one time or another, even possibly today, has made a mistake and have messed up. And God has done the business to hit somebody over the head and cast them away. But there is a God that loves you. There is a God that believes in you. Even though you don't believe in yourself, even though you don't love yourself, even though you don't think you can make it or think that you're worthy or you deserve it, but there is a God. There is a God that loves you. There is a God that believes in you. There is a God that is knocking at the door of your heart, and he says, if any man can hear my knock, if any man can open up the door, I will come in. David messed up. David allowed the bacteria in him to grow out of control. A man after God's own heart. Bible said that he stayed home when all the men went to war. And there is a danger in hitchhiking off somebody else's prayer and everybody else's anointing. And I preached years ago about hitchhikers, and I'm not a hitchhiker. Thank God you pray, but I've got to pray too. Thank God you fast, but I got to fast too. Thank God you read your word, but I got to read my word too. I've got to get this in. This can't just be a Sunday night thing. It can't just be a Sunday morning thing. It can't just be a club, a social club that we come together, but it's got to be God. Whatever you do, don't pass me by. There's got to be a Jacob spirit that'll rise up inside your spirit and says, God, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. I'm not leaving here this place. I'm not leaving this sanctuary until I get my breakthrough. So David messes up a king that should have went to war, a king that should have fought, but yet we find David in a place that he was really unfamiliar with, because this King David was a man that walked on the streets and he heard the songs that said, Saul has killed his thousands, but David has killed his tens of thousands. Everywhere he went, everybody loved David because the hand of God that was on him. He beat up a lion, he beat up a bear, he defeated a giant. He had all these wonderful things that God bestowed onto him. And he thought that he made it. And there's a danger in the blessings. There is a danger in the anointing. There is a danger in being used of God. Because if you're not careful, you take that anointing, you take that blessing, you take that gift that God has given you, you take that prosperity, and you get the big head and said, look what I've done. Look, I prayed for that person and they got up out of their wheelchair. Look, I prayed for that person and their blind eyes become unstopped. I was the one that preached and many of them were healed. It was me that sang that song. And everybody, there is a danger in that. And I don't know what it was, but David should have been fighting. David should have been sober. He should have been vigilant, but he found himself on the balcony and looking out through the fields, and all of a sudden he sees Bathsheba. And you all know the story. The Bible even talks about it. It talks about a traveler. It talks about a wayfaring man. It talks about a rich man taking from the poor man a ewe lamb. Anybody heard that story before? Because there was a man of God. God sent David, who had messed up. He sent David, a preacher. And I'm going to tell you, the greatest gift that you could ever have is a preacher in your life. I don't say that any way to even put me up, because there is no way that I feel worthy enough to do that. But I'm going to tell you, I love you enough, and whatever God has for me, that's okay. But God loved David enough that he gave Nathan to him, and Nathan came to him, and he gave that parable. He said, there was a rich man that took from the poor man, took the ewe lamb. He said, but there was a traveler. And if you look up that traveler, it changed from a traveler to a wayfaring man. That not just came once, but now the wayfaring man came multiple times. And if you look up that word traveler, you will find what that word meant was an impure thought, a bacteria that somehow got connected to David. As David should have been fighting, he was on the balcony and he sees Bathsheba. He sees her taking a shower, and the bacteria came in so undetected. It came in just so subtle. That's what the enemy tries to do. Tries to rock you asleep. He tries to somehow take out that prayer and take out that shout. And just do enough to where you feel good. And that's what happened to David. And because of that bacteria, we know that David commits adultery. And then David now understands that since he committed adultery, finds out that now Bathsheba is with child and he is worried. And so he calls for Uriah the Hittite to come home from battle. And as Uriah the Hittite comes, he said, Uriah, go there to your wife. Tried to cover it up. But when David arose in the morning, he saw that Uriah was still on the steps. And David said, why didn't you go home? And Uriah said, there's no way I could go home while the other men are fighting. I could not do that. And so David says, I'm going to make a scheme because of that bacteria that got into David. And that bacteria caused David to say, let's get Uriah drunk. Because if he gets drunk, he'll lose all of his inabilities to make the right choices. And so he gets Uriah drunk, hoping that Uriah would go home. But a drunken Uriah had more morals than a sober David. Because David had a bacteria, and David tried his best to cover it up little by little. Didn't realize it, and realizing now that there is no way out. And so David tries to cover up his bacteria. And what David does, he gives him a note. He says, I need you to give this note to Joab. And as Uriah takes this note to Joab, the note read like, take Uriah to the hottest part of the battle, and when you're there, pull the troops back and leave him there. Uriah takes his own death sentence to Joab, all because of a bacteria that got into David. And if you were the judge, and if you were the jury, and if you were God, you would kill David just like that because of what David did. But David had a bacteria. David was sick. He didn't know he was sick. He didn't know how this happened. He didn't know how in the world did things turn out like this. I was the dude that played the harp. I was the dude that killed the lion and the bear. I was the guy that killed the giant, but now I'm trying to cover it up. And he hears this parable from Nathan. And he gets mad. He says, that man needs to be put to death. That man needs to be executed. And Nathan, the preacher, the thank God for a man of God. Thank God for a preacher. Because when David said that man should be killed, then Nathan said, David, thou art the man. And David could have killed Nathan. He could have took him out. I don't need a preacher telling me that. David realized, I'm sick. I can't just play church. I realize I made a mess out of life. I realize the walls of hell are trophies of hell. You walk through hell right now, and there is a devil that loves to brag of the heads that he has taken. He loves to see the Demases that had one time lived for God and walked for God. He loves the Demas that have loved this present world and forsaken the kingdom of God. He loves his mount of Judas, that Judas betrayed the master for 30 pieces of silver. He loves to show forth Solomon, the greatest, the wisest man that have ever walked on this earth. He loves to show him up there because of the love of strange women. And David could have been the same statistic, but David said, no, I realize I'm sick. I realize I made a mess. I realize I've got bacteria in my life. I realize I've made a mess out of everything, but God created me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. I'm telling you tonight, that is your antidote. That is your remedy. That is your antibiotic to get rid of the bacteria. God is calling for you. God is calling for me. God is reaching for you. God has everything that you need. God has that breakthrough. I'm telling you, it's been a while since you got lost in his presence. It's been a while since you just sat at his feet. It's been a while since you've had that spiritual breakthrough. Don't let that bacteria take you out. Don't let that bacteria rule your life, but make up your mind today. I don't care what anybody else does. I don't care what anybody else says. I'm getting a hold of God. I'm letting God cleanse me. I'm letting that living water flow through my veins. Again, would you lift your voice? Would you lift your voice in this house tonight? Come on, don't be a trophy for hell's walls. Don't be a sideshow that the devil can brag about. Come out of it. Make up your mind. I'm going to live for God. I'm going to come out of this. I'm going to be more involved with him and his kingdom like never before. When you let that ointment get a hold of you, the supernatural begins to break forth. Oh, lift up your voice. I don't know about you tonight, but I hear that knock at the door. I hear him knocking. I feel the wooing of the Spirit of the Lord in this house tonight. He's calling for somebody. He's calling for you. Is there anybody that'll open up your spiritual ear and hear what the Spirit has to say? Sharakayaraso. Come on, he can get you out. Come on, he can make a way where there seemed to be no way. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, for when I fall, I shall. rise. Come on. Anybody feel that today? Anybody feel that today? Anybody hear that from heaven today? I think we need to turn this in to an old-fashioned prayer meeting. We don't need music. We don't need drums. We don't need the bass. We just need to get on our face and we need to say, God, cleanse us. God, restore us. God, take out that spiritual bacteria that seeks to steal, kill, and destroy my body. My body was designed for you. Let that blood run through my veins. Come on, lift up your voice in this house today. Come on. Hashatarakayato. Strengthen your resolve. Strengthen your commitment. Come on, you can't hang on mom and daddy's prayers anymore. You can't hang on grandma's religion anymore. You gotta make up your mind. Your family needs it. Your friends depend on it. They depend on your relationship with God. Come on, let him cleanse you. Come on, you may be far from home, but you're not that far that God can't pick up and bring you back up. There is a God that's here. He's got a ministry for you. He's got anointing for you. He's got blessing for you. You just gotta run to him. Let him turn things around for you. Let him break the curse in your life. Let him remove that spiritual bacteria. Sharakaya raso. Hiarayarakaya tayas. Oh, if any man opens up, I will come in. I will sup with him. Come on, we're in a war. Come on, I need some prayer warriors. I need some intercessors. I need some soldiers that'll stand up in this untoward generation and declare, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How about I feel it here tonight? I feel it here tonight. Let him reveal himself to you. Let him turn some things around in your life. You can't do it by yourself. You can't get out by yourself, but you can through him. Wash me, purge me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Let thy blood run through my veins today. I want to please you, God. Search my heart. Search my spirit. Root out the things that displease you. Oh, Yarayandaya. Shotora kaya tayasi. Yarandoraki. Hallelujah. Come on, there's a God that loves you. There's a God that believes in you. He's never stopped fighting for you. He's got what you need. He is the way out. Save my home, God. Save my family, God. Let it start with me, God. Oh. Sharayarako. Arasaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If there's somebody close to you, lay a hand on somebody. Let's pray together. Let's connect together. Help us, God. Draw us close to you. Yarasayarako. Oh, God. Ah. Come on, I feel something breaking right now in this atmosphere. Come on, we're binding some things tonight. And we're loosening some things tonight. Hikarayatorasi. Arakayato. Come on, ALC. Come on, that's it. Let's connect with him. Harasandaya korayarasi. Come on, I feel it right now. It's beginning to break. Hallelujah.